This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I love this part when the music goes. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we are looking back at talk radio activity according to Talkers Magazine for the week of March 5th through 9th, 2018. I'm Michael Harrison, and Doug is away. He's on business. So today I take over the Doug seat, and I am joined by two worthy colleagues, first of all, from the DJV show that Doug hosts every day with a very, very wide array of stellar personalities, including Victoria Keelan. Victoria, welcome to the Countdown Show.
Hi,
with
Michael.
Me.
Hi, and it's nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again. And we're joined from Massachusetts by Kevin Casey, who is going to play my role that I normally play. He's the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine. And in all truth, he is the one who heads up the staff that does the heavy-duty lifting and the research for the chart. So why don't we do it as follows? Kevin, are you there? Can you hear us?
I am here, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
That's great. Why don't we start out by having Kevin do what I normally do, and that is read the most talked about stories of the week on stations just like the one folks are listening to now, and the other survey, the 10 most talked about people of the week, and then settle back, and Victoria and I are going to chat a little bit about it, and then when Victoria leaves a little later, Kevin's going to stay on with us, and that's basically how we'll take care of this uncharted charts. So, Kevin, take it away. What are the 10 biggest stories of the week this week on talk radio?
All right, Michael. Starting at number 10, we have a tie with NBA action and last weekend's NFL Combine. Number 9 this week, we have the Oscars, and that's tied with the Ryan Seacrest allegations of sexual harassment. At number 8 this week, a tie, two movies, the very successful Black Panther film and the one being released this weekend, A Wrinkle in Time. At number 7, we have the poisoned Russian double agent. At number 6, gun control. Number 5 this week, two related stories, the feds versus California and U.S. immigration policy. The feds versus California being the suit by the U.S. government against California for its sanctuary policies. Number 4, the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting, or potential, we should say. Number 3, Trump-Russia investigation. The second most talked about story on News Talk Radio this week, the Stormy Daniels case. And at number 1 this week, the Trump tariffs and the related trade war issues. Number 1 story this week on News Talk Radio.
All right, very interesting. How about the people of the week? What are the who are the most talked about people of the week?
People this week at number 10, Ryan Seacrest. At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin tied. Number 8, Sergei Skripal. At number 7, John Kelly. Number 6 this week, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Stormy Daniels. Number 3, Sam Nunberg. At number 2 this week, Gary Cohn. And number 1, of course, Donald Trump.
A fascinating week again. Of course, that is always the case. I mean, we don't have uninteresting weeks. We don't have slow news days anymore. Victoria, as you were listening to those topics, any one particularly of great interest to you personally?
Personally, I think I've been following more of the type of pop culture stuff. So the Ryan Seacrest story is it's interesting to me. I think it's really complex. I honestly don't know how I really feel about it. I think people are still trying to figure out if he did something wrong, and if he did, does it matter now because it happened so long ago? It's just, and of course with American Idol, it's just back now on TV. There's a lot going on with with that story, and I think that that's not going to go away anytime soon. I also think it's really interesting that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is on the list, mostly because she tried to defend Donald Trump against the Stormy Daniels issues, also on the list, and apparently Sarah made the list because she didn't do a good enough job defending Donald Trump. That's from everything I've read, that he's not really happy with her.
Well, I don't think he's happy with anybody. I mean, I get the feeling, looking at Sarah Huckabee Sanders' face when she's working, that she carries the weight of the world on her shoulders. Kevin, would you agree?
Yes. It's funny you say that, because I was thinking that as Victoria was talking about it, she always looks like she's horribly pained whenever she's up at the podium.
Well, she probably is. I mean, from what I understand is that, Trump manages his businesses, and now his big business, the White House and the nation, with fear and intimidation. And the role of press secretary has to be one of the most challenging roles in the world working for this guy. I think every one of his people, his colleagues, his staff, his representatives, I think that they are talking to him when they're on television. I think that
yes,
they have an audience of one, and they worry. You would agree?
100%. I haven't actually heard anyone say that, but that's been something that I've always sort of felt. Even when it was Sean Spicer, there was always a streak of fear in his eyes, even when he was being really aggressive with the press. I 100% believe that that's how everyone must feel every day. It's like the ultimate big brother watching over you with everything you do.
And when you think about that, whether you like Trump or not, you've got to give Sarah Sanders credit for having a lot of backbone in terms of just the fortitude to face that. Mm-hmm. It's a brutal job.
It's a thankless job, too.
Everybody is mad at you. And I could picture what happened was, and Kevin, you've been following this.
Mm-hmm.
They were asking about this arbitration and, the whole story with Stormy Daniels and who won and who lost and whatever. And it was just a turn of a phrase that she made. One turn of a phrase, a couple of words that she said that were not part of whatever the game plan of the hour is out of the Oval Office, under the pressure of the press really banging at her and banging at her. And from what I understand, Trump was furious at her. I mean, could you imagine? He probably is a yeller and a screamer.
I've heard he's got a wicked temper. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so funny how the people who work for Trump have to deal with things that are being revolutionized out of the workplace almost everywhere else. They work under the harshest rules of engagement in terms of working than anybody I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but, you know, press secretary is...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Michael, the press secretary is such a difficult job anyway, even under the, you're working under a quote-unquote normal administration, and with Trump's, wanting to do things as he does as sort of an authoritarian figure and being as quote-unquote mercurial as some say he is, that makes this job even more challenging for someone like Sarah Sanders.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue with Victoria and Kevin. Michael here for Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, the study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people. Every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're looking back at the week of March 5th through the 9th, 2018. I'm Michael Harrison doing the anchor job. Doug is away for the week, and Victoria Keeling from the DJV show is with us, and Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. And Kevin was bringing up something during the break, and I said, hey, let's talk about this on the air. Kevin had a bit of a legal angle on this whole Stormy Daniels case and the connection, obviously, to the Trump administration. Kevin, what were you saying?
Well, sure, Michael. I was saying that, you know, it seems to me the issue here, obviously, for folks, just to be clear, is the contention over the legal issue is whether or not the deal to remain silent is something she has to abide by or not. And the issue, she says, is that Donald Trump did not actually sign the agreement, but from our understanding, she did accept $130,000. And my opinion is that a court would look at that and say, by accepting that money, you've agreed to the deal, because people just don't give away $130,000 for nothing.
Victoria, your reaction to that, but also a broader strokes look at this. Do you think that Trump is impervious to the Me Too movement and to all of the scandals and gossip that surround his history simply because he's Trump and his supporters don't care? They just want to have a better world for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think?
Sadly, I think you're exactly right. I think he has already proven to be impervious. Women, you know, white women voted for him, and by large numbers. And white women all saw that Access Hollywood tape. They saw the words come right out of his mouth, and it didn't bother them. So I don't think that a porn star coming along, oh, yeah, I slept with him once at a golf club, you know, a million years ago, I don't think that that's going to really bother any of his core people at all, which is sad. I don't think it's going to matter.
My feeling is, and I'd like both of you to react to this, is that Trump is going to be judged, and he is going to be judged, let's say between now and 2020, by results, not by gossip. And I tend to feel at this point that CNN and all the press that are beating him up constantly about his personal behavior, about the who's going to be voted off the island known as the White House, and the reality show, and all that, I think that they're undoing their cause. I think that at this point, from this point forward, I'd advise one, Trump, to stop worrying about it and just focus on what he has to do. And the press, focus on the things that really will result in results as we go into the second year of the Trump administration. I just don't see this gossip stuff and all of these things that would sink a normal presidency as having any impact whatsoever on reality. So, you know, I think we need to have a different tone going into this second year. Victoria, your reaction to that?
I think you're right, and I've been saying this for a long time. I'm a Democrat, and I have been telling everybody who gets excited, my friends, oh, yeah, this will take him down. And I said, everybody, calm down. None of this is going to take him down. We have to go and vote. And if you don't like his policies, you don't like his plan for America, get out and vote. And that's the only thing that will actually change the course.
Kevin, 30 seconds before the break. What do you think?
I agree. Everyone knows who Donald Trump is. No one cares about whether he cheated on Melania or not. Not enough to make a difference in his administration's effectiveness.
All right, well, coming up on 21 After the Hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Victoria Keeling, Kevin Casey, and I'm Michael Harrison. And Doug Steffen is on the road. I mean, he's really on the road, because he's always on the road anyway, but he's on some kind of a road that doesn't have wires or whatever, or he's extremely busy. So I'm doing the anchoring, and Victoria and Kevin are doing the color, and it's a very good show. Stick around. We got more coming your way on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 5th through the 9th. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen. Steffen is on the road, and we have Victoria Keelan with us, and Kevin Casey is from Talkers Magazine. And the Stormy Daniels case is number two this week, and one of the biggest stories of the week, obviously. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking about, you know, what impact will this have? And because there's three of us, you know, three people on the radio, none of us are in the same room. There's been a lot of chatter during the commercial breaks, and I'm trying to like reel it all in. It seems that the opinion has been raised that because Stormy Daniels is of a porn background, that it raises the lowness of Trump's situation to new heights or new lows. And I think it was Victoria. Did you mention you think that even this is more than Melania could handle?
I think so. I don't think that she knew about Stormy Daniels going into until this broke in, what was it, Jen? January. I don't think she knew about that. They've had separate bedrooms. They have separate bedrooms. Many people have been into their Trump Tower apartment. It's not a secret. Everybody knows. Trump has even himself said, oh, Melania likes her alone time. Okay. I'd want alone time away from him, too, if I was married to him. But none of that is a secret. But I think the Stormy Daniels thing really did surprise her. And we saw her immediately cancel that trip that she was supposed to go on. I forget where they were going to go. But it was like the day after the story broke, she just backed out of that trip. And so I think that we were talking earlier about, will all of this stuff really bring down his presidency? No. Does it make people who already think lowly of him, does it make us go even lower? Yes. I think it's a whole new low when you're bagging a porn star, but... You know, I feel sorry for his wife at this point. I really do. But what's she going to do? She's not going to pack her bags and leave the White House.
Are you referring to the recent trip to Florida that was right after the shooting tragedy in South Florida? Because what she did is she didn't go down with him when this story was breaking, but she did come down separately. Because ironically, I was at a dinner with Trump and Melania. I didn't have dinner with them directly. I sat at the table next to them, and I was observing her as well as John Kelly and Donald Trump Jr. and Tiffany Trump. They were all there. I just found myself in this situation. I didn't know they were going to show up. It was at the Trump International Hotel at the golf club. And my impression was that Melania seemed very happy watching her in real time in a real social situation sitting next to him. And I have the feeling that she doesn't give a damn, that she's enjoying. She didn't enjoy being first lady at first, but now I think she's found her own space and is enjoying being first lady, separate from whatever her specific relationship with Donald Trump might be. Do you think that's possible, Victoria, that she just accepts this as her life?
A lot of women do. A lot of women who, you know, a lot of women look the other way. A lot of women voted for him who are in marriages possibly where they look the other way. So, of course, there are plenty of women like that. That makes me sad as a woman because I would never be that way. But, sure, if she's happy, she doesn't really do much, let's be honest. I've interviewed her. I had her on my show before I was on the DJV show. And while he was running, and we sat together for about an hour, and she's a very sweet person. She's loves being a mother more than anything else. That is her number one priority. And she lives a pretty lavish lifestyle. So, sure. And now she gets to have the title of First Lady, and her, you know, and her gowns are going to be in the Smithsonian. So, sure, why not? If you're going to marry that guy and you understand this is what the marriage is going to be, it's quite possible that she is very content. You're right, Michael. There's
Victoria Keelan, thank you so much.
I can't speak to why or not being happy, you know?
Victoria, thanks for joining us this first half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown show. I know you got to go, so it was really great having you. Kevin's going to stick around, and we're going to take it to the top of the hour, and we're going to look at the top stories of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show all across America on great talk radio stations just like the one you're listening to now. And the survey is based on Talkers Magazine's observation, or its earservation of what people are talking about. This is for the week of March 5th through 9th. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug as anchor, Doug Steffen, and filling in for me as color caller is Kevin Casey, who's the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, and connected to the operation that puts this survey together. Before we get into more of the topics, Kevin, I must mention that this is the weekend that the clock goes ahead, so we lose an hour this weekend. Is that correct? The daylight saving time?
That is correct. Technically, it happens at Sunday morning at 2 a.m., just so you know.
I see. And I want to make a statement.
Stay up and then switch your clock and go to bed.
I want to make a statement here of a fact that I have observed, that I learned, that there is a major, major mistake that's made by most people when it comes to the confusion surrounding the putting the clock ahead and the clock back. And that is, the name of the whole thing is usually expressed incorrectly. Everybody says daylight savings time, like it's a bank. You know, it's daylight savings time. It's actually daylight saving time. Kara, did you know that? Kara Schillen, who is running all the controls here. Kara?
I've been following the trend, and I've been savings time this whole... I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
You have been saying it wrong. And here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is precision. This is not fake time information. That you've heard of fake news. There's fake weather, and there's fake time. And we're going to be accurate about that. Did you know, Kevin, that it's daylight saving time, not savings time? Are you aware
of that? I did. I've known this for many years, going back to my college days of using the Associated Press style book for my journalism classes. That's one of the things they correct you on.
Yeah, it's funny. And I found this out that Google, it's very interesting how Google is one of the great research devices. Most people that Google it say savings. So I think that this is one of those things where, and I hate it as a publisher and an editor, I hate when the right thing seems wrong. You know, where by doing it correctly, because everybody does it, it becomes socially acceptable to do something incorrectly, mm-hmm. that the incorrect way suddenly seems more normal. And many times the correct thing sounds awkward. Okay, let's get back to all of this. Trump and Kim Jong-un. If this meeting comes to pass and Kim Jong-un becomes cooperative in demilitarizing and nuclearizing his country, can you imagine what a victory for Trump that would be? Kevin, are you skeptical?
I'm extremely skeptical. Yeah, and yes, you're right. It would be an astonishing thing. It would be on par with Nixon, you know, going to China in the early 70s. But I'm very skeptical. It leads me to ask this question. Did Kim Jong-un just go, you know what, let's go meet with the Americans. Let's be good and let's give up our weapons. I can't see circumstances under which that would happen or why it would happen. Some people are speculating, well, this shows that the sanctions are really beginning to work. I'm just skeptical. I think that I think Kim Jong-un is sort of the Donald Trump of Southeast Asia, and I think that it's going to be a meeting of two reality show hosts.
Well, maybe, look, first of all, you might be correct, and I hope that you're wrong, but you very, very likely are correct. However, I think, and again, I'm sticking my neck out on this, I think that they're sincere. I think that Kim Jong-un has painted himself into a corner for many, many years, and I think he's not a madman. I think he's clever and maniacal. Not mad, but kind of diabolical, as is Trump. And maybe these two guys recognize that because they share a certain level of strategic, diabolical nature, that they can be good for each other. And work it out, whereby Kim Jong-un could continue to be in power, which I think is his big fear. He doesn't want to go the way of other dictators who have been destroyed after they gave up their arms. And we don't know what's been going on through the back channels. This goes back to what we were talking about before with Victoria, and that is that the press is so focused on the surface of what's happening in the news, particularly the gossip, the reality show aspect, and the personality, that they don't realize that much of the consequence is taking place beneath the surface. And we don't know what type of communication has gone on between Trump and Kim Jong-un to this point. I believe it or not, and I'll have to face the music if I'm wrong, I am optimistic that something good could come from this. And I think that, again, it goes back to what I said before, the only way that Trump could be taken down or left alone is to be judged on results, not on whether Hope Hicks has left the White House and he's a lonely man now without his best friend. Because I don't think that stuff bothers him. What do you think?
You know, I agree. I think that ultimately he will be judged on what the administration accomplishes. I think much of the personal stuff that surrounds Trump is going to be forgotten or just looked at as part of his personality. Like the way the Europeans look at stuff like sex scandals. They laugh. They're like, that's between him and his wife or whatever. Who cares? You know, they don't seem to care about that. Too many Americans do. Part of that is because Donald Trump was elected in part because of a strong contingent of fundamental Christians who voted for him. Now, they should have issues with this, but ultimately they'll say, yeah, but at least he's a Republican, and they'll be able to rationalize it that way.
Now, if come the next year, two or three, because there's a lot more to come than we've already had, we're only one-fourth of the way into this administration and possibly one-eighth, if, in fact, things go south and the economy tanks and he gets into some type of a destructive war with a maniacal dictator and the trade war turns into a depression and all kinds of things happen whereby the core of Trump are now hitting the pocketbook. They lose jobs. Their taxes go up. Things don't work out. I think that dedicated core to Trump will turn on him on a dime. I think that the and that's why he's so concerned about his core. I think the core don't care. The core doesn't care about anything other than what the results will be for their own lives.
And I agree.
Things, and then, boom, that would be it. That's why, you know, again, my advice to everybody who's obsessed with the gossip is let the results play out. And, hey, I'm more than happy to be a Trump supporter if everybody's life is made better by it, and more than happy to get rid of him if his policies don't work. I think that we've been down a crazy course of gossip and entertainment for the last year, and what can I say? It's 42 after the hour, quick break, and we're going to continue. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug, and Kevin Casey is filling in for me, and we're talking about the top 10 stories and people of the week, according to Talkers Magazine on Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hardworking tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water. Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With travel time estimated around 8 months, Mars might be the ultimate road trip. Is it just a dream? Well, researchers at Mayo Clinic are studying whether hibernation might help astronauts endure the journey.
Hibernation has got two components. One is the observable thing, that's sleep. You know, they're sleeping. They're not awake.
The second, explains Dr. Matthew Kumar, is a medically induced hypothermia.
With hypothermia, you know, your body metabolic rate comes down. It comes down about 7 to 8% for each 1 degree drop in body temperature.
And when your metabolic rate drops, so does your need for things such as oxygen and food. Already, researchers have been able to use chemicals to induce a hypothermic state while minimizing possible side effects. While more study is needed, Dr. Kumar is optimistic.
I'm excited. I'm completely, totally sold on this. Because in my lifetime, I'm going to see somebody, a fellow human, land on Mars. That's just incredible.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people. Every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Michael Harrison. With me is Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, and our good friend Doug Steffen is taking this particular installment off. He's on the road. We're looking at the week of March 5th through 9th. Kevin is the executive editor of Talkers Magazine, very involved in the organization of this information. And there's so many fascinating things going on in the world, Kevin, that we don't always have the time on this program to talk about all of them. But in the People Survey, I saw at number three, we have a gentleman who had his 15 minutes of fame this past week, Sam Nunberg. Did you follow that case at all?
I did. Well, I did. And he obviously had his big time earlier this week, and he's probably one guy who's really thankful for Stormy Daniels.
Yes. Isn't it amazing how one unimportant story can replace another one, or even more dramatically, an important story can replace an unimportant one. The champion of that of all time that I can remember was 9/11. When that happened, it wiped the Gary Condit story off the face of the earth. Gary Condit and scandal with him with the intern and the murder and all of that, if you recall. It's a long time ago now, my God. It's 18 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Next day, unimportant. And there's a lesson to be learned from that, and that is that nothing is inherently important when it comes to the press. Some stories are very important, some just really are to fill the space. And on a slow news day, now we don't have too many of those, but I have to say, and I've been harping on this whole show today, that a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about for the last year really is, as Victoria mentioned before, it's sort of gossip, it's sort of lifestyle, reality show stuff, and really doesn't connect to anything terribly important. And this fellow Sam Nunberg, who was on some type of medication, he admitted to that, antidepressants, and he was even accused of drinking, he had this unbelievable national meltdown, a borderline nervous breakdown induced by his reaction to having worked with Donald Trump. And he's going to stand up to Bob Mueller's investigation and subpoena and indict and blah, 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 blah. And then he backed off and was gone. What was it, like a day and a half that this guy was...
Well, it was one solid day where he was going on every talk show he could get on and stating defiantly that he would ignore any subpoena that came from Robert Mueller, which, of course, is a very bad idea. And he has since backtracked and said he would cooperate. So he had a history within the Trump orbit of being... I don't want to use the word incompetent, but he was a little bit... maybe flighty is a better word.
Well, there are different levels of gravitas, and I never got the feeling watching him that day. As a matter of fact, it was a cringy day. I found everything cringeworthy. He doesn't seem to be the type that has a tremendous amount of gravitas, and he just, I guess to use the cliche, meltdown is apt. It was uncomfortable, to say the least. Now, you got at number two, Gary Cohn, the president's financial advisor, economic advisor, splitting because he doesn't like the tariffs and the trade war, which are the number one talked about topics. The trade war has not happened yet, but it's a likely result of the tariffs that Trump is applying. Aluminum and steel to begin with, which means that beer might cost more. Now, that's important.
You're hitting them in the pocketbook.
Exactly. If it costs 20 cents, 30 cents a can more for beer, I think this could be the unraveling of Trump's base. What do you think?
it just could be.
but this goes back to the heart of what I've been talking about. The trade war, the tariffs, whether or not this is going to be the beginning of the end of our economy and all that all the economists are saying, or will history prove that Trump stood up to everybody? He stood up to everybody. And actually was better for the U.S. Time will tell. Kevin Casey, thank you for joining us. I'm going to let you get back to the arduous task of running Talkers Magazine. And Steve Wiseman's going to join us in the next segment. Kevin, thanks for being along for the ride today. It was great talking to you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, quick break, and then we're going to come back with noted attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're looking back at the week of March 5th through 9th. The top 10 stories, top 10 people, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. If you're wondering where Doug is or Wade, no, he's on the road. And Michael Harrison here, usually in the color caller chair. Today I'm in the anchor chair. Kara Schillen is running the controls and keeping it all together. We had Kevin Casey and Victoria Keelan with us. And now a regular feature, the grand finale of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Noted attorney, the legal editor of Talkers Magazine, Bentley University professor, the leading expert on scams in the world, and one of the leading experts on sports law in the world, Stephen Wiseman. Steve Wiseman, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How are you doing?
Very well. Good to be with you.
I have to take at least 10 minutes to cite your credentials every week. That hat of yours has got a lot of feathers in it. What do you think about the Stormy Daniels case? What do you think about the Stormy Daniels case? It's the number two topic of the week, and we spent a lot of time talking about it sociologically. What about legally?
Oh, legally, this thing, I've been preparing to go over this with my classes. Legally, this is an amazing story. There's a lot in here as far as legal issues, and none of it bodes well for the president. So, we don't have to go over what the allegations were, but this past week, Stormy Daniels filed a lawsuit, not seeking money damages, but the ability to tell her story. The response of the president's legal team was that there was an agreement, and the agreement provided cited for binding arbitration and that arbitration had occurred and she's prevented from doing so. Well, frankly, that is, there are a couple of things. By saying that, what they're admitting is that the president was involved in a matter that required this agreement and the arbitration agreement, so that hurts. Of course, you can also go to, I've seen the arbitration agreement, I've read the complaint in court, and it is not signed by the president. So I think there is a very good chance that there is no agreement with the president, and there is no agreement, she will be able to go to court and be able to tell her story. Then beyond that, you've got an admission, pretty much a tacit admission, that something happened there, and regardless of what happened there, $130,000 was paid to her on behalf of the president. That actually winds up being a violation of Federal Election Commission bylaws. So he's got a lot of problems out of this one. This one may have legs. And breasts, probably, as well.
The thing, I don't want to hear about that. The thing that is interesting that you just said is election violation laws, election laws, violation of election laws, could that prove to be legally dangerous to the president? Could there be consequences to that? Because I don't think the gossip aspect of this is going to hurt him at all. So she'll tell her story.
It would have hurt him. Yeah, if it did, it would have hurt him previously. It would have probably ended the candidacy of about anyone else, but for some reason, you know, they used to talk about the Teflon Don in New York and John Gotti, and this president, you know, any of these allegations, you know, the previous videotape, I can grab women, blah, 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 don't seem to hurt among his core. But frankly, you do have some real election violations here with the transfer of the money, and that to me is a significant legal issue. Does that qualify to the position of high crimes and misdemeanor sufficient to warrant an impeachment hearing? I kind of doubt it, but it's one more thing that weakens the presidency, that takes the president's attention to other matters other than governing. So I think legally this is a very, very complicated thing. I think it will be in court. It will be in court, and it will be embarrassing as it keeps playing out in court, as more keeps coming out. But to me, the most significant thing is probably what has least been discussed, which is the fact of violating election laws.
Steve Wiseman, excellent observation and analysis. I want everybody to know that if you're worried about those dastardly people on the Internet that will take your money and your identity, check out scamaside.com, one of Steve's services to the public, scamaside.com. Thank you, Steve. Very good talking to you again, and we'll talk again soon. All right, that about does it for this installment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you can check out these charts at talkers.com. Doug will be back next week. I'll be in the caller calling chair. Thank you, Kara. And on behalf of everybody, thank you. I'm Michael Harrison. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.